In the Tzad HaShoveh of Rav Chiya, we're hoping the Maskana that Rav Chiya learns out the Chiya Shvua by Hados Eidim, it's not as originally attempted from a Kal V'Chomer of Piv. It's not from just a Kal V'Chomer of Eid Echad. It's a Tzad HaShoveh, and we had a Machlokes Rishonim whether the Tzad HaShoveh is Piv and Eid Echad, or the Tzad HaShoveh is Piv and Gilgal Shvua. We ended off yesterday, and I want to be mashlim and akuda. We said, if you're learning it out, the muscle from Piv and Eid Echad, similar to in Baba Kama, when you learn something out from Bar and Eish, it's possible it might have to have the Gedarim of the Malamdin. Now, the Gemara says what the Tzad HaShoveh is. Generically, Al Yidei Taino Kfira. Now, literally read, any story where there's a Taina and a Kfira, there's a Shvua, which leads to a problem that every Kaifra Kol should have a Shvua, and we dealt with that. Various disguise. But Lamaisa, we spoke out, Lamoshal, Shtei Kesef, Lamoshal. Moid of a Mixas needs a minimum of Shtei Kesef. As we explained yesterday, if a guy is Tevea, you owe me 10 Prutis, and he says, no, I only owe you 5 Prutis, you will not have a Shvua, because the minimum Tvia was less than Shtei Kesef. Shtei Kesef is Etlecha 60, 70 Prutis. It's not Shtei Mo Kesef. By Eid Echad, it's a Machloikis, but we paskin. Does not need Shtei Kesef. So if a guy comes with a tefillah, you owe me 10 prutas, and that Eid Echad is Masayeya, that he owes him the 10 prutas, there will be a Shvua, because by Eid Echad there's no requirement for Shtei Kesef. Yesh Lach, or what's by Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya is learned out from a combo of Piv and Eid Echad. Does it get the Gedarim of Piv? What would be the Hainu, Klar, the case? A guy says, you owe me 10 prutas. He's Kaifer Akol, Eidim Ameid, 2 Eidim, that he owes 5 Prutis. How out of those 5 Prutis will you pay? But will there be a Shvua? If you want to plug it into Piv, and structurally, a Rav Chiya more so looks like a Piv, but on the other hand, it's learned that from Eid Echad. We said other Nafkiminis, if you would need a Tainus Bari, Piv needs a Tainus Bari, Eid Echad doesn't, Vichadoyma. So we ended off with an Akuda about Mitoich and a Gilgal, and I hope this doesn't confuse the oil, but I want to speak out on Akuda. There are Rishayim that learn out Rav Chiya's din from a Tzad HaShoveh, not of Piv and Eid Echad, from Piv and Gilgal. I want to talk about Gilgal. Classic Gilgal. There's a din Torah. In the first din Torah, you are Chayim Shvua. Why are you Chayim Shvua? I don't know. It was a Maidu B'Mixas. It was an Eid Echad. It was a Shoimer. You were Chayim Shvua. And then the guy's Megalgal and says, you know what? You're already swearing to me. Swear also that you don't owe me something else. That you're not my Eved. That you don't owe me something. Is there mitoich on a Gilgal? Do you understand what that means? Is there mitoich on a Gilgal? Mitoich usually is that when you don't swear, you have to pay. On the second shvur, that you're megalgal, is there a din of mitoich? What's taket a din? Someone has the idea? It's a machloikis, a big machloikis. Hello, hello. Hello, my friend. Okay. There's a machloikis if there's mitoich on a Gilgal. And someone asked yesterday, if there's no mitoich, what's the point of the Gilgal? We're megalgal you another shvua, and if you don't swear, you don't. You know what? I don't know what the answer to that is. There's no teeth to the Gilgal, but there's no din of mitoich. But there's a din of Gilgal. Yesh lachar. Rav Chiya's din has a din of a mitoich. So Rabbi Kiveri, we spoke this out yesterday, it was in yesterday's Mar Mekhaimis, Kishchichuva Osaburit. Careful, careful, careful. If Rabbi Chiya is learnt out from a Tzad HaShoveh of Piv and Gilgal doesn't have Mitoich, maybe Rabbi Chiya also won't have Mitoich. But now, and I apologize if this confuses you, is there Gilgal on a Mitoich? A minute ago I declared, is there Mitoich on a Gilgal? Mitoich on a Gilgal is that there's the first in Torah, which Yichai B'Shvua. And then since you're swearing on the first entire, we say, Gilgal, swear on the second entire. And now we're clearing, if you don't swear on the second entire, is there going to be a mitoich? Is there a mitoich on a Gilgal? Got it? No. Now I'm clearing the opposite shiva. Is there a Gilgal on a mitoich? There's a first entire where you have to swear. And you know what? You're not swearing. You plead the fifth. You're not swearing. And what's the din on the first entire? A classic entire that has an Eid Echad, a Maidu Mixas, whatever. What's the din? You have to pay, mitoich.
After the din of
The din was nigger. We passed it. You have to pay. He didn't pay it, but nice try. There was a gemar din of mitoich that he has to pay. Can you do a gilgal? Not 3 weeks later after he paid, but can mitoich force on a gilgal? Or only shavua, literally. You're swearing. Swear also another shavua. It's also a big shayla in the Paiskin. Gilgal on mitoich, mitoich on gilgal. Frek the Beis HaLevi, he names on that is gilgal even on a mitoich. Meaning when Megalgal, even if in the first entire you didn't actually swear, you actually just prompted and said, I have no choice, I'm not going to swear, I'll pay. Frek the Beis HaLevi, the Gemara says, why can't we learn that from Gilgal? Because there's a pircha shavua geirera shavua. Frek the Beis HaLevi, it's not always shavua geirera shavua. What about in a case when you opted for mitoich? When you opted for mitoich, there's no shavua. And mitoich is also geirera shavua, but don't tell me it's shavua geirera shavua. That's what he asks. And he says all kind of terutzen. I want to say a meyredik a chiddush. Maybe really the ultimate original din of Gilgal is only when a shavua is geireres a shavua. Mitoich will not be geireres a shavua. So why do we pass in that mitoich is geireres a shavua? I want to say a chiddush. It's learned out from a tzara shove of Gilgal and Reb Chiya. It's learned out from a tzara shove of Gilgal and Reb Chiya. Now that we established there's also Reb Chiya's din, Gilgal and Reb Chiya as a tzara shove can teach me this new din that mitoich is geireres a shavua. But that would be a chiddush. One more detail on that. Oh, I had, this is, it could be a riddle. It could be a riddle if you want. Where do you have a case where an Eid Echad will come into Beis Din to say that someone owes somebody money, and because the Eid Echad came in, that's why he's not going to be Chayiv. Until now he was going to be Chayiv, now he's not going to be Chayiv. What happened? I'll tell you a case. What? The Rambam's case? I'm going to get to the Rambam. I'm not prompting the Rambam. I'm talking about someone says you owe me 100, Eid Echad says you owe 50. What's the din? You have to swear on the 50. He doesn't swear on the 50. What's the din? Mitoich. Can I make a gilgal that he should swear on the other 50? Can Mitoich make a gilgal? Like the Sheikah said it could? So the Mitoich will make him swear on the other 50. And now he doesn't swear on the other 50. Does he have to pay the other 50 also? Yeah. The mitoich made a gilgal, and the gilgal made a mitoich. What would be if another eid echad came in now and said, "Oh, so he owes 50"? So now there's two eidim on 50. Do you have to swear on the other half? Yeah. What? Shavuos Reb Chiya. Let's see. I don't know if there's a man diyama. Let's see. Someone would argue on Reb Chiya. He doesn't hold the Reb Chiya's then. There's a pircha. We're going to get to that now. He doesn't hold the Reb Chiya's then. He's chaylik on Reb Chiya. So my rethink is when one eid echad came in, it was mechayiv shavuos eid echad, which made a mitoich, which made a gilgal, and then he has to swear on the other half also. But if another aid comes in, yeah, you're right. Now it's classic Reb Chiya. But if you don't hold like Reb Chiya, the second aid ruined it. But that's chedushim. Now I don't know if we should be doing this, but the oilum came about it from yesterday's Mar Mekoymus. I apologize about yesterday's Mar Mekoymus. We will try to attempt to do this Shulchan Aruch and Simin Pei Simin Lamed Siv Gimel B'Ktzara for those that attempted to work out the case. And then after we attempt to work out the case, we'll speak out why we brought this case in for a small detail only, not to get overblown by the case, and then we'll move on. Shulchan Aruch brings that five eidim came in and say that Reuven owes Shimon money. One eid said kuf, the next one reish, shin, tough kuf. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Five separate eid echads. Now, if the separate eid echads are not soicer each other about when it happened, it could be all the events happened, so how much money does he owe? So the Mechaber says he owes 700, has to swear a Shavuos Eid Echad on 100, and then you Megalgal another 700. Where did you get those numbers from? The Mechaber continues, if they're soicer each other, and then you only have to pay 200. And I think that is because when they're soicer each other, you can salvage that the bottom two, the 100 and the 200, are both, even though they're sois to each other, but they're both being made, he does not owe more than 200. They're collectively being made, he does not owe more than 200. So you don't pay more than 200. But I want to go on this original case when you get 700. Where do you get 700? You start teaming them up. The 500 teams up with the 400 for at least the minimum of 400, the 200 with the 300 to get a minimum of 200. You team them up and then you pay 700. But then there's a Shavuos Eid Echad on 100. Anyone knows where that 100 is? Where did that 100 come from? What? The guy that said 100 has no partner? Why didn't you partner him up with somebody else?
Well,
That's how the Nesivus learns, actually. It's a big machlokes in the Pesach. The Nesivus learns that the 100 guys, that solo Eid Echad, that's Mechai B'Shvua. Others say, no, it's the remnant of the last 100 of the 500 guy. Only 400 of his hundreds were able to team up. His solo extra 100 could count as the 100th. But the Nesiva says no, because Eidim that are Mechayiv money, you don't use their Shirayim to be Mechayiv a Shvur. B'chalev, and in this Balagan case, he pays 700, has a Shvur Seid Echad on 100, and then you Megalgalim a Shvur on the other 700. Ad Kan is the confusion that we really don't need. Frek the Taz, Frek the Ksois. Why isn't there a Rabchia case over here? There are Eidim that he has to pay 700? Yeah. So let him swear on the other 800, als Rabchia Shvur. Why isn't it Chal a regular dinner of Rabchia Shvur? So the Taz says he is Soid. Rabchia doesn't apply by Eidus Miyuchedes. What does it mean, Eidus Miyuchedes? Eidus Miyuchedes is Eidim that aren't made on the same thing, that we're teaming them up. Why not? Says does the Olam have a idea? By Mammon, could you be Mechoyah by Eidus Miyuchedes? Yes, that's the Sif we're doing. For Chiyav Misa, two people saw a Ritzicha, but each one says, I saw it somewhere else in a different matzav. Are you Mitzarif them for Chiyav Misa's Bezdin? No. For Mammonis, yeah. Careful, this is the trick. For Knas, are you Mitzarif Eidus Miyuchedes? Machlekes what? Machlekes Rishonim, Machroinim, Tanoyim, Amiroyim. Machlekes, maybe, but it's Machlekes Taz and Ksois. That's what's going on over here. The Taz goes and says like this. He says, Eidus Miyuchedes is not Mechayiv Knas. Okay, who's talking about Knas? Says the Taz, if you really want to learn the Sugya of Rabchia, don't forget the process of where you came from. You started at the two dots on Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rabchia said he's going to learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer of Piv. And then you did the Tama Tuna and dabbled in Shnayim Oichs and Metalis and got confused. And then you started saying, let's make the Kal V'Chomer. And what was the Kal V'Chomer? Madach Piv. What was Kal about Piv? She'ein Mechayiv Knas. Mechayiv Shvua. Eidim that are able to be Mechayiv Knas should certainly be Mechayiv Shvua. We attempted to upslug it from carbon, and then we actually upslugged it, and we made it Tzad HaShava, and a lot of other things happened through the river. But, says the Taz, the ultimate trigger originally to start Rabchia, and, says the Taz, even when you're on Daf Dalet and you're living in Tzad HaShava mode, and it's just Taino Kvira, anything comes in, don't forget where you came from. Where did you come from? A Kal V'Chomer of Piv. What was that Kal V'Chomer's building block, among other things? That Piv is not Mechayiv Knas, Eidus is. Says the Taz, since Eidim can't be Mechayiv Knas when it's Eidus Miyuchedes, Rab Chiya's din also won't apply by Eidus Miyuchedes. And that's why Lefi Emes, there won't be a din of Hados Eidim. The Ksaisa argues, he says he agrees to the system. He agrees to the system. But he says it's not true. Eidus Miyuchedes does work by Knas. And then he adds, we brought this Ksaisa way back then. Way back at the beginning, we asked, why did the Gemara have to say Piv is weak because it's not Mechayiv Knas? Why didn't you say, Ma Piv is not Mechayiv Misa? Person can't be Mechayiv Misa on his own Piv. Why couldn't the Gemara say, Ma Piv is not Mechayiv Misa? Eidim that are Mechayiv Misa, Vada Mechayiv Shua. We talked about it there. Says the Ksois, it's nice, it's a good pshat. But then the din would change. Rav Chiya would not apply by Eidus Miyuchedes. Then the din would be true. Lagabi the Taz. Oh. Now, we're at the threshold of the Tzad HaShava. We're going about to start. The Gemara is going to ask, no, there's a Pircha. You want to learn out Rab Chiya, Hados Eidim, from a Tzad HaShava of Piv and Eid Echad. Or, alternatively, from a Tzad HaShava of Piv and Gilgul. No, there's a Pircha. Ma l'Tzad HaShava shebehen shekein lehuchza kafron. Te omer be'eidim shekein huchza kafron. Why? Why is Rab Chiya's case worse? How is he huchza kafron? Where was he found red-handed lying? I mean, he was. You said you owe him 100. What did he say? Classic Rav Chiya. What did he say? Zero. And Adam said he owes half. So he's found lying. And therefore what? Since he's found lying, therefore what? Azma. Okay. I'm not naive. There are all kinds of people out there. Why is that a reason he shouldn't have a shvua? Rashi says, look, hooks the kafron. Maybe we shouldn't believe his shvua. L'chayre, this is a cousin or maybe even a brother of Migu the Chashid Amamayin, the Chashid Ashvusa. We're chayshin him for swearing. He's chashid in our face. He said he owes zero and Adam was saying he owes half. And he's going to be paying that. That's not the question. But then how can we believe him on the other half? And here's where people fall into a trap. You stop as I want to ask Migu the Chashid Amamayin, the Chashid Ashvusa. So stop, ask that on all shvus. The Gemara is asking that, but it's asking that in the structure of the limud. You want to make it Tzara Shaveh from Piven Erechad or Piven Gilgal and implement the Tzara Shaveh that just like by those two cases, also in our case, no, in our case it's worse because it took Sakafron and it's not going to be able to be in the Limud, to which the Gemara fears ois. No. Uve Eidim Mihuk Sakafron, Va'omar Avidi Barav and Omar Avchistam. HaKoifer b'mil v'kosher le'edus, b'pikodoyim posel le'edus. This is a scary Gemara. I want to speak out the Knech from the Nachlas David. If a guy goes to and says, where's the pikodoyim? And he's found mamish guilty. He was hiding the pikodoyim in his basement. He said, Mapetom, I never have a pikodoyim from you. Lahadam, or I returned it. And then we found out that he was mamish lying. He was hiding the pikodoyim in his basement. What's the din? He's a gazlan. He's posel le'edus. But if a guy goes and says, you owe me $100, I lent you money, and he says, no, lahadam, I never borrowed, or paraiti, I paid everything back, kaifer akol, and we found he's lying, he was lying, he did not pay back. What's the din? Kashu leidus. Why is he kashu leidus? First of all, basic, Rabbi Zvi. What's the difference between a pikadin and a milva? Why by a kaifer b'milva is a person kashu leidus, and why by a kaifer b'pikadin is a person pasul leidus? What is the Gemara doing with us over here? What? Milva lights on, and we're there for what? I need the magic word though. Nishtamute. What?
Don't be scared.
I didn't hear what you said. No, he said please. Yosef, he said please. It's fine. It's all right. Zok Rashi. Hakoifer b'milva. Bein al kula, bein al mixas. Ubo eid v'idu atzloi nishba. Koshul eidus. V'loi armin an gazlanu. V'atoyra omer al tosas rosha eid. The chiv and the milva leitzon nivnu dil metzarech leitzia v'savar ad havali zuz aparani medina hasti etveneli avu koyver bepikadoin afilu amixas avu ein veidu apostle edus the my have a gabi kipikadon stamut in afshei shem a toimer nevad. But we found that the kamon mukimo that we found that he was hiding it in his basement. We've been discussing ishtamute and I want to come back to it, and there's a phenomenal nakuda from the Nachlas David. A person that's mishtamet, can we go into his mind, into his shoes? Oh, he doesn't have shoes. A guy's making a cheshbon. I owe this guy money. If I stam as a plea bargain and say, Herzu, I really owe you, but can you give me a delay, an extension? He's embarrassed to do that. The guy's not going to give him an extension. It's not happening. So he practices in his basement. And he gets up and he says, I don't owe you the money. But we said, and really he's planning eventually to pay it back. What ends up happening? Machlokes, we said it, Rishonim. Either eventually he does pay it back or no. Once he gets comfortable with the situation, then he doesn't pay back. Now, we said a klal. When is a person mishtamit? A person is mishtamit only on part of the money, not all the money. Why? And al chazu the maram shif's kasha from Daf Gimel. You know what I would say, says the maram shif, how much money a person would be mishtamit on? Whatever he needs. Right? That's the guy that stole a $100 bill, broke into the supermarket, opened up the till, there's one $100 bill. He took the $100 bill and left $20.72 change. Why did he leave change? Because he needed 81, whatever, work out the numbers. A mishtamet takes what he needs, but now we're saying no. Yes, it's true, a mishtamet takes what he needs. But there's another factor. And this is psychoanalyzing the mishtamet mode style person. He's not going to be mishtamet on the full amount. He'll only be mishtamet on part of it. Not because of the amount, as in how much money. A person will be mishtamet $72,000 out of an $80,000 chayv, but he won't be mishtamet $52 on a $52 chayv. He won't be mishtamet on the full amount. Why not? Why not? What's the nakuda? Okay, guilty is a good word. Okay, please is a good word. Guilty, but it's ha'aza. Now, we're not talking about ha'aza. We're not talking about ha'aza of also like toiva dafka. We're even talking about ha'az of makir b'shikrei. But in a mishtamit's mind, a mishtamit won't do kaifer akol. Now careful, flat downline, no such thing. Kaifer akol nicks are not mishtamit. No, there's a level of desperancy that you'll even be mishtamit near kaifer akol. Now what do we say the whole time? What were we selling? A kaifer akol to be mishtamit needs to be more desperate or bigger chutzpah. Now watch this. By Moed the Bemixas, we said, what are you swearing? Maybe if he's lying anyways, Chashad HaMamayna. What was the answer by Moed the Bemixas? Mishtamet. And why by Kaifer HaKol is the no Shvua? Because there's no Mishtamet by Kaifer HaKol. And now, Kaifer B'mil V'Kashal Eidus. Why is Kaifer B'mil V'Kashal Eidus? Why is Kaifer b'mil v'kashale? Mishtamit, but it's on all the money. He wasn't Kaifer in part. He was Kaifer in all the money. Why is it kashale? Says the Nachas David, there's a difference between chashir ha-mamayin and chashir ha-shvusa and to pasul someone le'edus. When Beis Din is going to decide that someone's pasul le'edus, we have to be positive. Everyone has a cheskes kashrus. We have to be positive that this guy really is not legit. Now, if a guy said to you, where's the pekadai? And he says, I never saw you in my life. And then the pekadai is in his basement. And it's very, very hard to explain to me. You've got to be really London for that, that you're a mishtamet on that. So there we say, hey, there's a limit how even the Chavetz Chaim is going to be malam and tzchus on you. You are posel le'edus. Until, well, it's a whole process. Until he proves that he's not that kind of person anymore. He has to do tshuva. This gedar and how he proves it. Kofer b'milveh, kosher le'edus. Why? Mishtamit. There's a very slim chance that a kaifer b'kol is a mishtamit. You're right, but there is a sliver of an option that a kaifer b'kol is mishtamit. To make him kosher le'edus, or to not pass him le'edus, that would be enough. That's legabi p'sul le'edus, but legabi shvua maybe not. And therefore, legabi shvua, we still want to make a chilek, that maybe we need mishtamit. Now, where's the mishtamit by kaifer b'kol? There is a small mishtamit. The question is, it wasn't enough. For that, we made the kal v'chomer and the tzad shava to teach me that there's going to be mishtamit. To which the Gemara fears eyes. Let's just get to the end of the Gemara. The Gemara fears eyes. El parachachi. There's still a pircha on Rabbi Chiya's din. Ma'al tzad hashavah shemenshkin eni b'tayrus hazama. Te'amr be'edim sheyeshne b'tayrus hazama. Halaykashi Rabbi Chiya tayrus hazama like parach. And this is at the end of the bottom line. This is the nakuda for those that hold like Rabbi Chiya or not. What was the new pircha again? Let's, if you don't mind, we'll go today like the Rishayim that the tzad hashavah is piven eid echad, not piven gilgul. Let's just stick the piven eid echad. What does piven eid echad have? If you The Gemara said that if you buy a pivin eid echad is tainu kvira, Rabbi Chiya is also tainu kvira, chayv shvua. If you find even a small, minute detail, that's the rules of tzad hashavah. If you find me something that pivin eid echad has in common that eidim doesn't, you're still going to get it. So, frekti Gemara, what do you mean? Eidim can be kasher zomamd. And what happens with eidim are kasher zomamd? They get punished with kasher zomam. Pivin eid echad doesn't. Why? Because if a piv gets upshlug, what's the din? We still listen to the first piv. And eid echad also. We don't upshlug. An aid echad. So therefore, that's the pircha. And the Gemara is specific about that. Now, there's a few ha'aras over here. First of all, Frek Tais is an interesting shayla. Is there kasher zaman by an aid echad? An interesting challenge. Is there kasher zaman by an aid echad? Now, in a classic case of aid echad came in and he says aidus. Do we listen to him? Not to be mechayev the moment, but to be mechayev a shvuah. You know, and he's found Zaynimin. Well, tell me the story. He's found Imanu Ha'isim. You were somewhere else. What do you do with the Eid Echad now? What do you do with the Eid Echad?
Nothing.
What?
It's
no, two Eidim were Mazamim. That would be an interesting child if an Eid Echad was Mazamim. But no, I'm going two Eidim were Mazamim. Two Eidim came in and said, you were somewhere else. Imanu Ha'isim.
Make him pay
what? Kasher Zomim is you make him pay what the other guy would have what would have happened because of him. I can't hear who's talking. Mitoich. Okay, so 1 second. If an Eid Echad said Eidus, and the guy swore, and now he's defound Zomim, what are you going to make him do? If he didn't, Malkus. What, Malkus Falesana? We're doing Malkus now. Okay. Malkus Falesana. And Eid Echad came in and said, someone's barrel of wine is Yayin Esef. The barrel of wine costs $400. Now it turned Isser Hanah. The guy took it and dumped it down. He threw it in the sewer because he was told it was Yayin Esef. And now he's found Zayman. Kasha Zaman, you want to go there? We're talking about that now. But I want to tell you what I'm talking about. Taisis handles, do you say Hazama by an Eid Echad? Because then there's a Pircha, Mala Eidim that doesn't have Hazama. Eid Echad also doesn't. So Tai says, no, Eid Echad, it's not a chumer that he doesn't have a zama. There was no money. Frek the ksois, it was in the Maram HaKaimis today. Clears the ksois, actually. When an Eid Echad is mechayev a shvua, and because you didn't swear, you taka were mitoicht, and you were about to pay. I don't want to say that you already paid, because that's going to be kasher zaman v'loi kasher osa. So let's go, let's make the case. You were mechayev to swear, he lifts up his hands and says, I'm not going to swear. And Beis Din makes the Gemar Din. There's no kasher zaman until it's the Gemar Din. Beis Din makes the Gemar Din. What's the Gemar Din? Mitoich. And now he's found Zoynimin. What? Yeah, this was your case, right? You saw the ksois. This was your case. What do? You make him pay kasher zamam? Who's mesupik about this? The ksois. What's his suffix? What's the side that there shouldn't be kasher zamam? The ksois has it. What? The ksois has it. Side. Maybe it's a gzeris, a kosov, that the parish of kasher zamam is only by two eidim. Kacha. He's mesupik. The ksois says he has a raiga from halatosis. Taisa says the reason you don't do kasher zamam by an eid echad is because it never comes to a chiyuv of mammon. But if it would come to a chiyuv of mammon, it's mashma, it would be kasher zamam. As I clarified the ksois. Now again, if you want kasher zamam by an eid echad, I have another case. I told you an eid echad said that food was yai nesa, and then you threw out the food. But there's another one, and I saw the achrayim. I think Rabbi Jim Mitrovsky brings it. I don't remember which number, but it's often ordered in the ksois. By a soita, if there was kini v'stira, what do you do to a soita that has kini v'stira? You make a drink. And then the din is, and what happens? Well, there's two versions to the story, right? Take your Eli. And Eid Echad comes and says she was Mazana. It's a famous sugi in soita. Since there's already pre-established kini v'stira, Eid Echad is enough not to kill her and not to kill the boil, but enough that vade she loses her ksuba. Because catch on, by kini v'stira alone, you don't lose the ksuba yet. You drink, and then, well, either you lose everything or not, but if there's an Eid Echad, suddenly you mafsid the ksuba. Zok the Rambam, Hilchas Eid is Perek Chaf Aleph. Did we bring that Rambam? What? Oh. You saw the Maram HaKayim. Eid Echad says that she's supposed to lose the ksuba, and then he's found Zayinamin. You pay the money of the loss of the ksuba. It's an Eid Echad, it's a raya, not like the ksuba. It's a raya that you say Kasher Zomam. Even by an Eid Echad. Now, not everyone knows the Rambam like that. I saw the Chazon Ish clarifies that, no, not the Eid Echad was found Zayinamin. The Eid Ekini, the Stira, found Zayinamin. And they triggered that there's going to be a loss of Ksuba. I was specific. What if Eid Ekini, the Stira, just without an Eid Echad, a found Zayinamin? What do you do to them? You make them drink? What do you do to them? I don't know. What? But that's an interesting Nakuda Lagabi Diksois. Now, another very important Indian. We are not doing the sugya of Eid Misayeya Paters Ashvua yet. When are we doing it? What? No one doesn't remember? After Davov, on Davov. Why are we doing it on Davov? We're waiting till various issues come up that we're going to deal with. But, you know, piecemeal, as these issues come up, I'm going to bring them up. So I'm going to bring something up now from the Rosh and the Ar Zeruah. Listen carefully, a fascinating Nakuda. But again, I want everyone to be familiar, even though we're not doing the sugya. We know that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. Yes. We know Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin. Yes. We know Eid Echad is Mafsid Ksuba by Yisoyta. That's also something we learned today. But B'derech Klal, Eid Echad is able to be Mechayev Shvua. But what's the din when someone's Chayev Shvua? Which Shvua, you ask? Any Shvua. Eid Echad, Moedah Mitzvah, Shomrim, he's Mechayev Shvua. And pending he's supposed to swear, and of course if he doesn't swear in most cases, maybe not by Gilgal, but in most cases if he doesn't swear, what's going to be the repercussions? Mitoich. He's Mechayev. Will an Eid Echad pater him from the Shvua? First of all, a trick question. Not a trick question, a prompter here. Will two Eidim pater him from the Shvua? If two Eidim say like his version of the story, that Avadis, pater. If he has two Eidim, it's pater. If he'd be chayiv, he had to wait in that part. But will an Eid Echad pater the Shvua? And the crux of this question is, it's a big machlokes b'shoinim. When the Torah was mechadish, b'doraisa, that an Eid Echad could be mechayiv Shvua, does it live in that parsha also an opposite meaning? Will an Eid Echad pater the Shvua? Why? In what context did we discuss this a few weeks ago? Nostalgic trip back to Daf Beis and the Beis. By Shnai Moichsim, the Gemara asked the Moicher, ask the Moicher who we sold it to, and we had a lot of different shatim, but like some of the Rishonim, the point was, whatever the Moicher says, let him form as an Eid Echad, the Pater the Shvua. That was one of the shatim, and that's the first time we mentioned this concept and said we're not doing it now, and we still aren't. But I want to speak out that the Rosh and the Ar Zeruah both want to say that Eid Echad, are you ready? The same way an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, Eid Echad also paters the Shvua. And they both bring a raya from our sugya, but from a different line in the sugya. The Rosh brings the raya, b'shem the Maharam Rutenberg, and he says the following. Rav Chiya, what's Rav Chiya's Sara Shoveh? Where did he learn out Rav Chiya's din from? What's the Tumalam din? Pivanei Echad. If I, what does Pivanei Echad have in common? What does Pivanei Echad have in common according to Reb Chiya? Tainu Kvira. Reb Chiya owes us Tainu Kvira.
If you find something that Pivanei Echad has in common, then you could have slugged it Tzad HaShava. I have something in common.
Aiden, if Reb Chiya's case is Aiden, if other Aiden counteract your first Aiden, what happens to the Aiden? They get a plug. Piv against Piv. What did the Gemara say? What? Piv against Piv.
He's not
named
to retract.
He's not named to retract. Interesting. Okay, yeah. You lie with the first Piv. He's not named to retract. He's not named to contradict. He's not named to be oiker. He's not named to be misalik. It blies the first Piv. That was four different shatam, by the way. But Akapalim. Eid Echad says something and then an Eid Echad says fakert. What's the din? Careful. Frek the Rosh. If Eid Echad Misayeya doesn't pat the reshvua. So Eid Echad also, once an Eid Echad says something, Yechai reshvua, and another Eid Echad can't pat you. So Piv and Eid Echad have something in common. They both stand and can't get retracted, and Eid them not. Why wasn't that a Pirchan Reb Chiya? Says the Rosh, catch on. Must be that Eid Echad could pat the reshvua. So when the Eid Echad is Mechai reshvua, the Eid Echad could pat the reshvua. So you don't find that Piv and Eid Echad have that in common. Otherwise, to quote the Maram in Rottenberg's Lashon, it's not behakchasha de kiyotzebo. The kiyotzebo means a contradiction of that thing. Aiden can get a plug from Aiden. Piv doesn't get a plug from Piv. Does Eid Echad get a plug from Eid Echad? Well, that's totally in the ultimate shiloh with Aiden say Eid Patras. If Aiden say Eid Patras, then that's what's going to come out. That's the raya the Rosh brings. Now, it's interesting because that's the raya of the Rosh from the Maran de Rundenberg. The Arzarua brings the raya, but from a different Slav. When the Gemara attempted to learn out Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya upslugged Piv, and he went before he got the Tzad HaShava, when he wanted to learn it out from Eid Echad, what was his Kal V'Chaymer? Madach Eid Echad. Tell me, what was the Kul of Eid Echad? The bottom on the Gimel on the base. Madach Eid Echad is not Mechayiv Mamon, it's Mechayiv Shvua. Eidem on Mechayiv Mamon, certainly should be Mechayiv Shvua. So what did we see that Eid Echad is weaker than Eidemin? What did the Gemara choose? That Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamon. Why didn't the Gemara choose something in the topic of Shvua? Eid Echad can't pater a Shvua, and Eidem could pater a Shvua. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Ma Eid Echad. Hagam, we're looking for Chiyav. Why would you choose Ptor? But I guess it's better to choose Ptor that's referenced to Shvua itself. And then the Gemara should have said, and I quote, what it could have said, Uma Eid Echad, that it's not patering Shvua as Mechayiv Shvua. Eidem that are patering Shvua should certainly be Mechayiv Shvua. Why didn't the Gemara say that, says the Arzarua? Catch on, because Eid Echad could pater a Shvua. Now, I once found, I have to check this up again. If I find you a case of Eid Echad that can get upslugged from a different Eid Echad, then I'm going to have a problem, right? So we're saying Eid Echad could pater. Eid Echad by Soita. Remember the case we mentioned by Soita before? This Kini Vestira. And then one Eid Echad comes in and says that she was Mizana. What's the din? You don't kill her, but what's the din? She doesn't drink. What's the din? Flat, loses the ksubi. Even though B'derek Klag, you need two Eidim on Mominus. What's the din if another Eid Echad now comes in and says she wasn't the Zana? What's the din? He has a Kinim Stira, yeah, but the Kinim Stira didn't say there was Nus. The Eid Echad just said, the Eid Echad that's coming in now doesn't deny that there was Kinim Stira. He just says, I was there, they didn't do this Nus.
Just
I know, but that's Lagabi in reference to Shvua. Now I'm clarifying you, what's the din? Lagabi Saita. Because it's a machlaikis in the Gemara Saita. There's a man, the Amar, that if an Eid Echad says that you're going to lose the Ksuba, the other Eid Echad can't upslug it. The other Eid Echad can't upslug it. And there's a man, the Amar, that says, no, the Eid Echad could upslug it. The problem is, if the Eid Echad could upslug it, then we have a problem. Then you have a pircha from Piv and Eid Echad. So it would be a problem on Reb Chiya. The godless is, you have to check, I saw this once, I have to check, in the Gemara and Saita, one of the Mandi Yomim there is Reb Chiya. So Kenzain is Reb Chiya L'shitasi. Total lighting of Sugya. But Reb Chiya L'shitasi over there, by Saita, holds that you can't upslug the Eid Echad, is going to be in sync with what he holds over here, that there's no pircha on Piv and Eid Echad. Now, says the Gemara, I want to reanalyze the Vatana Tuna. What was the Vatana Tuna? The Vatana Tuna was Reb Chiya's, not Makar, because Reb Chiya's Makar was from a Kal V'Chaymer. Yeah. Reb Chiya's Makar was from a Kal V'Chaymer, from a Tzad HaShoveh. But he also brought in a reference to the Tana Tuna. What was the reference of the Tana Tuna? It's a little bit confusing, but by the Talis, Reuven is holding the karkashta, but he has an achiza on the whole palace, and he's telling that the whole palace is his, and he's telling Shimon the entire palace is mine. Shimon on that front is saying kaifer akol, but on the other hand, there's an ansahad, each one on half, so it's ki'ilu amatzav of Rav Chiya, each one. Blue and green, if you remember, go back to that nostalgic system that each one, he has the blue pot, he has the green pot, and therefore there's a shvua of Rav Chiya. All of a sudden, the Gemara wants to reanalyze the Vatana Tuna. Frek the Maram Shif. Why are you suddenly reanalyzing the Vatana Tuna? You should have dealt with it on the Gimel, or why is it coming up now? And he says an interesting thing. He says, if Rav Chiya's limud would have been a festa limud, then we would have said, okay, the Vatana Tuna is a mashal, but Alma, you don't have to stelt soup with it so much. But now that we saw that Rav Chiya's Kal V'Chomer wasn't exactly a Kal V'Chomer, it was more like a Tzad HaShaveh, and the Tzad HaShaveh has Pirchis, and at the end you had to give a crest and say, okay, Rav Chiya doesn't hold with the Pirch of Hazama. But you know, maybe Efshiyeh. All of a sudden, the attitude is, it must be that Rav Chiya was really coming from the Vatana Tuna. It wasn't some Zaytig thing. It was really part of his system. So Zokta Gemara, let's reanalyze it. Frek the Gemara. El the Kamer Vatana Tuna Midami. Hasam Lamilva Isle Sad, the Loy Vales Le Sad, the Loy Masik Le Vale Midi. The Havale Sad, the Loy Vale Masik Le Vale Midi, Loy Boy Rav Chiya Le Stabui. Aber Hocha, Ki Hechid and Ansadi Behai, and Ansadi Behai, Vafilo Hachim Ishtabi. So the whole ton of the tuna goes down. I want to try to do this for 1 minute. Reuven and Shimon are both holding the talus at the edge. The half that's close, I don't know if it's totally what it's close to, but let's just assume. Reuven's half is blue. So he has an ansadi that his half is his. That's not the half he's swearing on. What are we making him swear on? The other half, the green. But why is he swearing on that? He's anyways not saying that. No. 1 second. Which half is Reuven swearing on? The half that he does have an ansadi on, or the half that he doesn't have an ansadi on? What? What is the pen? You know what? I have a question. A guy says, you owe me $100. And he's kaifer akol. What's the din? Pater. Who's holding the money? The nitva. An ansadi, a person who's holding his own money. And when he's moed the mixas, and he's kaifer on mixas, and there's a din of moed, we make him swear. Why do we make him swear on the chelik that he's kaifer? He has an ansahadi. Why are we making him swear? Why are we making him swear he has an ansahadi? Abzer sakosav, that the anansahadi can't pater. So why does the anansahadi pater over here by Rav Chiya? What does the Gemara want? That all of a sudden, by the Rav Chiya case of a talis, the same way he has an anansahadi, he has an anansahadi. Every moed of a mixas, the guy has an anansahadi. The money's his. Anansahadi, the call, masha tachz yad adam didehu. See, in the case of Rav Chiya, it was about a talis. You know what? Let's even talk about a talis. A guy has a talis in his house. A guy has a talus in his house. The same talus, yeah, a talus. And someone comes and says, that talus that's in your house, it's mine. It was a pekadoin. It was a halva. Or you owe it to me because you owe me money for something. The talus is mine. And instead of being kaifer akol, he admits, yeah, we're partners. Half the talus is yours. What's the din? He has to swear on the other half of the talus. Why? He's holding the talus. You know, not it's in his house. He's holding it. Reuven takes Shimon to within Torah. Shimon's holding a talus, rolled up, yodim agas, totally in Shimon's hands. Shimon's hugging the talus. And Reuven says, that entire talus is mine. And Shimon says, no, only half that is yours. I'm moid the half that is yours, but I'm kaifer on the other half. You make him swear? 1 second, you don't make him swear? It's moid the mitzvah. Why? He has an ansahadi. I thought if you have an ansahadi, you don't swear. Isn't that what the Gemara is asking? Every moid the mitzvah has an ansahadi. I know it's Xeris HaKosav, but what's that? So you swear even though you have an Ansadi, so what's the deal over here? Why is that different? Excellent. Excellent. Why is that different? So what I want to speak out of, what's Mavur in the Gemara over here is, when the Gemara says, Ki Hechid Isle An Ansahadi Lahai, Isle An Ansahadi Lahai, the Gemara is not asking that an Ansahadi should pat you from a Shua. Every time someone is Taiveya you, and you're Muchzik on your money, your talus, whatever the Dintayr is about, and you're a moed of a mixas, the chelik that you're kaifer, you're holding. And kalakavod, an ansadi, it's yours. But he's saying it's his, and there's a drawer, and there's a moed of a mixas, and there's a zeres akasim, and whatever the sukhi want to use. So why is it different over here? If you finally worked it out, then in the palace, each one's tevei from the other one, but each one has an ansadi, copy that. The Gemara is asking something else. The Gemara is asking that when each one has an ansadi, over here the whole shvuah was being triggered based on an ansadi. And it's a question of balance. It can't be that an anansahadi is going to trigger a shvua if there's an anansahadi gufa on the other side also. Now the question is that true by the ultimate case of Rav Chiya? Let's just not forget, what's the ultimate case of Reb Chiya? The ultimate case of Reb Chiya is when Edom, a guy says, you owe me a hundred, whatever it is, 100,000, and he says, Kaifrakol, Narvas, Edom made on part of the money, will Edom be Mechayiv? Now, is there Edom also on the other half of the money? That's going to be the Shiloh. Now, there's another case that we have to go into. I want to just open up. We're going to see the Paiskim talk about it. There was a Hoksois about it. There's a Rambam about it. We have to still talk about it. What's the din when a person is Kaifer HaKol and he's not Moida on part of the money? And he also doesn't have Edom on part of the money. But there's a Psak Bezdin on part of the money. What does it mean, a Psak Bezdin? So I'll give you an interesting case. First of all, there's the Rambam, which we have to go into. It was in today's Marma Kaimis. We are going by it tomorrow to the Sugya of Halach, but we have to still, you know, we're trying to keep a gang over here. Let's say a guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe you, I kai for a call. And there's an Eid Echad on 20. There's an Eid Echad on 20, and he doesn't want to swear on that 20. So what does he have to do with that 20? Eid Echad? He says he doesn't want to swear. Mitoich. Does the Mitoich now say that that's like Hadas Eidim? Does the mitoich, let's say, that's like a dos eidim? But the other case that we have to handle is when there's a psak bezdin. And it's a whole complex case in the poiskim. But I'll give you an interesting case. Maybe it's al derech what the mechaber means over there in Siman Ayin Hey. I'll tell you the story like this. And I have a big vikuach with people about this. Someone takes you to a din Torah, and he says, you owe me $2,500. I lent you $2,500, and you owe me $2,500. And you know what he answers back? I owe you $2,500. I've been paying you back in $200 installments for the past 12 months, so I don't owe you anything. You get it? What's the din? He didn't hear the story. I'm going to tell you the story again. He didn't hear the story. What?
February.
He's not tight for a call. I don't know. You count your months. February 29th. 1 second. I'm starting again. A guy says, you owe me $2,500. He says, I owe you $2,500. We've been having a deal going. For the past 12 months, I've been paying you $200 installments. So I don't owe you anything. Does he?
It's $100.
I know, that's the problem. So does he have to swear on the other $2,400 now? It's not, you want to say it's a moed to mix us? It's not.